Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys. It's Saturday morning. We're live in the studio downtown. A little gray outside, but we're still going to bust 60 degrees. A great day to get out in your backyard and fire up your grill. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And welcome back to The Grilling Guys. Thanks for joining us on this wonderful day to grill.
It is. It's going to be a fantastic day. You know, we've had that record heat here in West Michigan. The trees are blooming. I just hope that we keep it up and we don't have any more that cold, frosty weather that will ruin all the fruit and vegetables and everything else that's already starting to sprout. I know the daffodils are up in my yard. It's crazy right now. I mean, we're sitting here on March 24th that it's like we went right from winter to summer. We never had a spring.
You know it's unseasonably warm out when I'm from Muskegon, the lakeshore, and people are already hitting the beach.
Really?
It's crazy.
Wow, that is crazy.
Yeah. Watch out, honey. There's a chunk of ice flowing in.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, who knows? But anyway, Bob, so it is spring. Let's talk about, you know what? I think the grills are starting to fly off the shelves at the stores. I know the retailers that you work with are pleasantly surprised with the early sales because of this warm weather that we have. But let's talk a little bit about how to buy the right grill, how to find the right grill, and what to look for.
It is finally spring, and this is the first year that I can recall that it was summer before it was spring.
Right, right, exactly.
It's become obvious to me that one characteristic that stands out is a consistent commonality when comparing the world of grills is quality. And I think as spring arrives, you know, I want to look for things like, If I'm out shopping for a new grill, I want a world class barbecue. I don't just want to go out and spend another $400 and end up with some foreign made piece of crap. They're thin stamped. The burners
about one season
stink right off the bat. It's never gonna grill right. Yes, there will be a fire, but the fire will be hitting your meat.
Yep.
And it's stamped out junk. The valves are not trustworthy. There's just too much good domestic stuff available. You don't have to spend $5,000 to get a good grill. Let's say you can't maybe buy one of the grills that I mean, my favorite gas grill, which is a Tech, which everybody knows by now, but let's say maybe $2,500 isn't in your range, but maybe $700 you could swing. Okay, talk to somebody like Weber. Talk to MHP. Talk to Broil King. You know, those are domestic makers.
Right. American-made products. They're going to be better quality.
Yes. Broil Master.
Right.
Broil King's made right in Huntington, Indiana, in the old Majestic Fireplace Factory.
Right.
They've re-employed 300 people down there building grills in America. You can do it. And guess what? There's dealers all over the place that carry those main brand parts. I was at a shop in Troy. I was at Michigan Fireplace and Barbecue, probably the biggest grill shop in Michigan. And I was there Thursday. And this fellow walks up, and he's trying to buy an Orifice for his, I won't say the brand name because I don't want to get sued, but you see it in the big box stores all the time. They ship them in from, Chi-Coms make them. But he's there trying to get an Orifice, and he got mad at the guy because he didn't have an Orifice. I turned to the guy because, I couldn't keep my mouth shut. And I said, well, why don't you go see the guy that you bought it from? He goes, well, I bought it online.
Exactly.
I said, oh, well, then talk to them. He goes, it was Sears. I'm like, well, then call Sears. But see, it's an import. You're dealing online. You're doing chat online. All this stuff. Don't do it. This guy has spent 2 days trying to get an Orifice for his grill. What did he save?
Nothing.
He lost hundreds of dollars. And guess what? It's a piece of dung. That grill is junk. And it's going to burn his food.
All right, so we've decided that we want a domestically made grill. What are some of the things that we need to consider when we're standing there at the grill store, if you will? If you go to a big box store, some of them carry the American made grills, some of them don't. Your grill specialty stores are better places to go. You're going to get much better advice.
Yeah.
You're going to get much better.
Take Garrett's
options.
For example.
Yeah, right.
Go down to Garrett's.
Right.
You look there. They'll probably show you Weber. On the nice side, they've got Tech, Wolf, Viking, but their mainstay is, and the one they do the big numbers in is Weber.
Right.
Great grill for $599 to $899. And what you'll find is a heat deflector, a heat shield. It looks
Why
like
is
a
that
little
important?
Tent over your... Well, because you don't want just a totally open flame.
Right, because that open flame is going to give you, a little char is good for flavor, but when you've got open flame hitting your meat, it's going to get burned on the outside before it's done on the inside,
right.
If there's any thickness at all.
They call them flavor seals. They call them all kinds of things, but what you don't want to look down and see is briquettes in there. If you see the little briquette things in there, that's really old technology, and it's fallible. They're going to soak up grease. They disintegrate. They'll catch fire. It's an idea that kind of worked. But
okay, so great. I want something with a deflector shield over the flame itself so that I'm getting radiant heat, if you will, not direct flame. What about the grates, Bob? Some of them got these big, heavy steel grates. Other of them got the little ones that are about as big around as a pencil. And some of them are ceramic coated. Some of them are stainless steel. What do I look for there?
Well, it's kind of a crapshoot, but the size you hit on it—it's the rigidity, it's the mass. You know, you're subjecting this thing to flame for 10 years, maybe. It's got to hold up. You don't want a thin, wobbly grate because it's going to bow and sag. If it's just chrome coated, the chrome flakes will come off on your food, but they'll come off, and then it'll be rusty there. I like a stainless grate.
Right.
Tech has a stainless grate. Some other manufacturers have a stainless grate. But, I'm just really, it's hard for me to talk about a basic old grill anymore because I'm so spoiled.
Well, I know. You're a little bit of a grill snob, but we love you for it because that's what you do. And it's important that, guys, it's like this. You go out there, anything else in life, your last dollar is going to buy more than your first. It just makes sense.
So,
it's going to be $600-$700
to
get in the game. Go to 1,000 and get the real deal.
Or better yet, the one I cook on, $1,800. It's a lifetime warranty. You'll never buy another grill. How many grills will you buy the rest of your life?
Right.
Spend it now and actually cook with 100% infrared.
Yeah. So, and again, thoughts to consider when you're out there buying a grill. Give us a hit on Facebook if you want to talk a little bit about that. We'll shoot you back an answer. Coming up next, we've got Big Paulie from the East Coast, the New Jersey Broadcasting Association president. He's going to talk to us about some apricot chicken wings. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.